This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn in the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Congressman Steve Knight will be joining us in the third hour. No, don't go far. And we'll talk about what's going on there at the... I didn't want to say D.C. I was going to call it the loony bin. But I call it... What? The majority of them are. I don't care that they're on our side. Look at what they do. They run around like a bunch of spoiled little kids at a candy store sometimes. I mean, get down, get to business, lock the doors, don't come out until you get the stuff done. Oh, that could be scary in and of itself. Whatever. Head up to the website, realside.com. Again, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can do a whole bunch up there, including buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Everything you've been taught to hate, but you don't have to. You really don't have to. In the book, if you're on the right, it'll give you information on how to approach the left on issues that they have with you and me, but you and me. And if you're on the left, why don't you find out what we think instead of somebody else that's a liberal telling you how a conservative thinks. Isn't that kind of crazy? Is that like trying to go to the dentist or going to the dentist to have your car painted? Crazy. Well, former Clinton, what do you want to call her? Former Clinton spokesperson says that most journalists lean left, but they go after Democrats. I couldn't even understand that. Right? Remember Jennifer Palmieri? She worked as a former Democrat president candidate, Hillary Clinton's communications director. She did a great job, didn't she? Anyway, she came out and she said that most journalists lean left, but she's a couple of comments that she made that threw me through the roof. You got to hear it. This is almost a joke. You'd actually, if it was your first time tuning in and you heard this, you'd think it turned into a comedy show. Let's see if I can get this up and running.
And to a point of being a distraction, not just for the press, it can burn up a lot of time in the White House, too. It's a very dangerous thing. You can get consumed by it. It was something that the Obama White House did a good job of ignoring, whatever the press was saying about the staff, and we're able to keep that at a minimum. But it can be very, very distracting, and that's damaging for everyone. I think it happens because it's a way for the press... It's a way for the press resists covering issues in a deep and serious way, because if you're either in doing so, you're revealing, you're usually coming down on one side or the other.
She's struggling for words. I mean, you could see she's looking at the ceiling like, okay, what should I say? What do I do? How do I not get in trouble? Don't want to get killed.
Right. So if you cover process, if you cover personalities, if you just judge the White House on who's getting along and who's not, or are they executing well or not, and you don't have to weigh in on what they're actually doing, that's a safer place for the press to be. And I think in, you know, when I worked in a Democratic White House, what I found was, I think, and this has been changing a lot over the last 20 years, I think most journalists are probably leaning more to the left than the right. Think about the kind of person that's drawn to do this as a career.
Okay, you got to hear this. Don't let this go by. Pay attention. Hear what she's saying about conservatives. Listen clear.
Leaning more to the left than the right. Think about the kind of person that's drawn to do this as a career. You know, they believe in government. They think politics matters. They like it. They find it interesting. They don't.
So we don't believe in government. We don't think politics matters. We don't think any of that stuff.
They don't make a lot of money. That doesn't seem to concern them.
Sure. They you know why? Because if they fall short, they get it from the government. What do they care? They go on a program that'll help pay them. I mean, listen to what she's saying. And she's saying that pretty much everything that she's saying is gold and matters. All the other stuff doesn't.
But what I found is that it means they come after us harder on what I describe as the crap. They come after harder on us on the palace intrigue, on the process, on things that really shouldn't matter, but really contribute to the cynicism that's revealed in these numbers because you're not talking about what people care about.
Well, really? And don't you think that's great? So apparently, Dems care more about people. They don't really care about money. They work for the government because they want to make sure the right thing is done. You know, Republicans don't work. That's why you guys are out protesting all day. Somehow, the other side that has jobs, that has to work, can't go out and protest. How are you protesting without a job? I mean, with a job? Are you taking a day off? What do you tell the boss? It does get crazy after a while. But again, this attitude that the left cares more about people, that they care more about government, that we don't believe, the right doesn't believe in government. No, we just don't believe that government, there shouldn't be more people in government than there are on the planet. It's just the numbers don't work right that way. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. When we come back after the break, there's still a lot going on in the financial world. We're not totally there. I know some of you like to think we are. Thank God Trump's in. Everything's okay. But it's really, truly not totally okay yet. You really do want to wait till President Trump gets through the tax plan, a few other things to figure out really what you need to do with your money. But David Fisher joins me at least every week. And we talk about some of the issues that are going on and how you can protect your investments. And there is a way to do it. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hey,
hey, diabetics, yeah, you, got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I love having this other guy on. This other guy, David Fisher, Capital CEO of the Capital Gold. What? You know, Landmark Capital. I keep wanting to call him by the old name, right? See, I'm an old dog. Landmark Capital. Anyway, look, I talk to some of you guys. I get emails from some of you guys about, you know, finances and bringing people on, and he's just a sponsor. That's why you have him. No, actually, he's a good guy. Yeah, he's a sponsor. I believe in transparency. He's a sponsor. But, you know, the reality behind it is you're not, if you're a millionaire and you're an expert on finances, maybe I don't even know what you're doing here. Go do your own thing. But I like to bring people on to have a clue. He's not a hard sell. He likes to give information. I learned quite a bit from him. So if you don't want to hear it, you can go somewhere else. But I'm going to sit here and listen to him. And so David Fisher joins me on a regular basis. I usually pre-record that morning, so it's fresh and it's new. Let's have a listen. Let's see what he has to say about why the markets. Because he gets people already saying, oh, look, the markets are floundering already. Oh, my God. Just, you don't want to go to a Disney movie. Like I said, I want to get right to my next guest. David Fisher joins me. He's the CEO of Landmark Capital. Always learn a lot when he's on the show. And he's been talking about precious metals. And, you know, some people are poo-pooing gold or poo-pooing having precious metals. But, hey, he's been pretty much on this every time he's talked about it. David, thanks for being with me.
Well, I'd rather be right than just tell some fluff and fabricated information. And that doesn't depend what the topic is. You know, I can't predict the future, but doing this 24 years, there's certain things that follow trends and patterns in certain environments. And so that's why maybe my accuracy rate is higher than most.
Yeah, you know, and you're honest. I mean, I'll say it for you. You don't have to. I mean, you're honest. You come at this stuff where you don't have to make the, I call it the circus Barker sales pitch. You don't need to do that because, you know, most of the people I know that have called your company, that have talked to your company or representative always tell me that it's never a hard sell. It's always very informational and you give them time to make their own decisions. And I think that's the best way to do it, especially when you're talking about people's finances.
You know, that's how we operate. That's how I've been for the duration of my time being in the financial industry and in other things I did previously. Certainly, people are wise enough to make their own decision if they're given the right accurate information, and they don't need pressure. Unlike most of the industry, and unfortunately, in my industry, they don't operate that way, and so they put a hot lot of pressure on people and they steer people towards one product as the product they have in their vault. And, you know, we don't operate that way. We have a financial blueprint and we believe in education. So it's tailor made for the individual investor.
Yeah. What's really, and I know it's not the same level, but you know, I was in the technology business for 20 years and I knew when somebody was pitching me a general technician, if you would, I knew which school they went to. Because if they were pitching Cisco, it means they were trained at Cisco. If they were pitching 3Com, that's what they were trained in. They were trained in 3Com. So it's quite interesting. You know, you get a feel for where people are at. Listen, the markets, which you and I have talked about a million times, every time Donald Trump steps up to the mic, you just go watch the markets to see how it's being received. The markets have been up and down over the last few days, and right now as I'm looking at it, it looks like it's a bit down. Tell me what's going on in the market as a whole.
Well, it's doing exactly what I said, not to toot my own horn, Joe, but we're in a bull market in stocks, a bull market in metals. And I said at the beginning of the year, the metal market more than likely, based upon the uncertainty that we're facing as a new president, based upon the environment that the Fed is wanting to do by raise interest rates, and on the debt structure of our country, nobody really facing it for quite some time, we're going to see higher prices in gold. And we certainly are seeing that. And the numbers reflect it. Year to date, 9.7% is what gold is up, 13.5% in the silver market, and the Dow is up 3.7%. The Dow is losing steam. The paper indexes they're not going to crash. Like some of my competitors say, I think we're going to have a correction here, not next week or next month. We could be starting that right now if President Trump doesn't get his health care package back through and passed, which he wants to revisit before the tax plan. And if he doesn't get his tax plan through before the budget gets presented in August, I think you're going to see this market in paper run out of steam and possibly correct, and because it's moving forward or has moved forward based upon some of the things that President Trump campaigned upon getting done, not just the first year, but the first 100 days of his presidency, and he hasn't gotten one of those, unfortunately, some by his own cabinet problems, his own his own Congress, you know, Republican, his own party, and some of it's just by the Democrats fighting him. So it's just the environment as such.
Yeah. You know, war or rumors of war or, you know, I don't, what do you want to call them, excursions out there? I mean, when you have something going on in the Middle East, that also seems to affect the market. I mean, why is the market afraid of, you know, I don't know, potential military action in the East?
Well, let's take a look at this. Last week's a great example. We shot off 59 Tomahawk cruise missiles from our Navy destroyers, and they hit about 20 Syrian aircrafts in Syria and made an effect in that country. We sent a message. But the markets did this. Gold initially shot up over $20. Stocks came down, the Dow came down almost 150 points, and then there was a pause there in the markets where they flatlined, waiting for seeing if there's going to be any sort of retaliation. There was no retaliation. Everything looked fine, and so then the markets adjusted back down a little bit. But gold is up today where it was when it shot up. It's higher, and stocks are lower. So war does have an impact on stocks, usually in a negative way, and gold in a positive way, and silver too. When I talk gold, I'm also talking about the philosophy of silver runs on the coattails of gold. So I think we're going to – I'm not pro-war guy. Mm-hmm. I think we had to send a message, yes. But I think we're – you know, this is – I hate to say this – and saying this is what's going to happen, but if I had to give you my opinion, I think there's going to be more of this because we have a president who is a very strong leader and is not going to put up with nonsense of a dictator doing totally immoral things to a portion of the world. And so, and unfortunately, the leaders over there also have the same type of personality.
Yeah.
Same thing with the who runs North Korea, Sun Yat Kim. And so when we get into this, you're going to have two type A personalities who are playing King of the Hill.
No kidding.
And this could escalate. In fact, I'm writing a white paper on the six fundamentals that drives that we're now in.
Now, don't go far. We're going to be back in a minute. And David Fisher is going to, you know, again, you need to track not just the market. There are other things going on that you need to take a look at so you know where to put your finances. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Lifetime Grey's 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Well, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
Radio is such a challenge. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Remember, next hour, we're going to have Congressman Steve Knight join us. He's had some travel arrangement issues. Anyway, so I'll have him up in the next hour. I do appreciate the time he's spending with me. I've got David Fisher on with me, an interview I recorded earlier today. David, you know, he's just trying to give you solid, good information on how to handle your finances. Let's get to David, and let's get you some real information instead of trying to listen to me, because that never works. Bringing my friend back on, David Fisher, who's the CEO of Landmark Capital, always learns so much when he's on. Again, you know, this whole financial world, when it comes to stocks, precious metals, whatever you're investing in, or even if you're just burying your money in the backyard, which is probably not the best idea, but you know, you've got to know where you might want to put it, where you might want to keep it, and how you can get it to do a little work for you. David, as usual, thanks so much for joining me today.
You know, I think this, you're very welcome, Joe. I think this environment kind of has dictated, like, you know, when you're flying, the captain says, please buckle your seatbelt, that we're going to be facing some turbulence. You know, and that's what we're going to face, turbulent markets right now. Not crazy markets, but they're going to have some volatility to them, both in metals and in stocks, depending upon what is the topic and the announcement of the day.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I think, look, at some of this is we're not still certain of this president. Whether you like Trump, you don't like Trump, whatever, it has nothing to do with the fact that he's never been a politician. He's never been in politics before. And I'm not so sure he surrounded himself with all the right people that know how to push this stuff through. So, you know, again, I love the fact that he's not a politician, that he's not going to just give in or just do whatever he's got to do to get along in the political world. But it's going to take a little while for him to find his footing, to find, you know, to find the groove, if you would. Don't you agree?
I fully agree. You know, a lot of people voted for him that wanted a businessman to turn around the financial devastation of our country and not taking care of our own. And so this is one of a few reasons why he was elected. Recently went out of the country, as you very well know, and on a side story, I'm going to piggyback what you were saying. I was on a tour, and the the bus driver came over his microphone and said, you know, I know that I'm going to take you back to port there. We're on a cruise. I'm going to take you back to port there. And just out of curiosity, how many Americans do we have on the bus? And most of the bus, you know, yelled, how many like your president?
Uh-oh.
First of all, I couldn't believe that they were asking these questions, you know. Yeah. But, you know, it was prefaced, thank you for visiting our island today. You know, we really appreciate it. And so there wasn't a whole lot of response of like, yes, we love our president. And so how many foreigners we have here? And there was, you know, a smaller amount of yelling saying, yeah, we're foreigners. How many like what's going on in the world today and the new president of America? And nobody responded. And there was more like booze type of deal. It wasn't a positive thing. I asked the bus driver afterwards, obviously. I'm just curious, why did you do that? He says, well, I just seen what the temperature is. I said, tell me what the temperature is in your country. He says, we used to see 11 to 12, sometimes 13 cruise ships come to my island every day. Now we see 4, possibly 6, but usually around 5. I go, why the difference? He says, people are scared to travel. People are scared of the uncertainty. They're holding on to their money. And most importantly, foreigners traveling to the islands, I went to the Caribbean, has dropped off the cliff because they have to go through America to get on a ship. It usually comes out of Florida.
Right.
So, therefore, they're scared that they're not going to be able to get back into the country to go back to their country. So, there's just a lot of uncertainty, and it's affected the economy of our island and many other islands in the Caribbean. So, yeah, I was a little bit surprised that rest of the world really does not care for the ideas and the policies and what President Trump has done so far.
Yeah, but here's, without getting too political on you, here's the flip side of that coin. Remember that they loved Mr. Obama. They, you know, they when he went over to Germany to do his speech, where they had 3 million people show up, and then, you know, 4 years later, when he went over to Germany to do his speech, he had a couple of 100,000 show up, if that much. So they're a little fickle over there too, just like we are. But no, I get what you're saying, and some of it, wouldn't you chalk up some of it to the fact that people are just afraid to they're afraid because they don't know who's on the bus and who's gonna, you know, beat them up in an alley later on or something. I think that's what happened during the election.
I thought I was being set up, so when I was the one of the minority of the conservatives on the bus, Joe, I didn't know what to think. So I started looking out the window like, "What? Where are we going now?"
I need an escape route. well, look, I know you read a lot of the financial, you know, keep your eyes on the financial publications and what have you, and what they've got going on, and they're suggesting investors should be looking at what?
Well, most of the time they talk about stocks, and they're talking about interest rates and how bonds will be affected, positive or negative. And they're usually, when it gets to the topic of gold, it's usually an anti thing. But there's been I've seen a significant change in most of the newsletters that I've subscribed to. And these are not gold or metal newsletters. These are, you know, investment newsletters. So we're starting to see a change. Even when Barron's writes positive about gold, that's a huge feather in the cap for the gold market, because Barron's is all stocks, all bonds. And now they're starting to write about, you know, buying some gold and having it in your possession. There was a survey that was done, a gold survey on Wall Street, and ironically, and this was just came out last Friday, 76% of Wall Street insiders were bullish on gold. This is a huge number compared to if they were talking just even 2 months ago or 3 months ago. So there's definitely been a change in the sentiment from the financial side who don't sell gold that are now positive toward gold. And, you know, another one, UBS has announced that the threshold, what they call the floor level for gold, is now 1300, which means we got to go higher. And we could see gold this year as high as 1500, you know, and they're not a seller of gold. They're not a gold company. So we're starting to see more and more of this. And I think you'll see that continue to be the verbiage I'm going to be reading about the remainder of this year.
You know, before I ask you this next question that I have here, I know you're a man of God, and I want you to remember what they did to the prophets in the Old Testament when they predicted something that didn't come true. So be very careful with your answer now, right?
So should I preface this before my answer? He who has sinned, let him cast the first stone.
Where do you think gold's going to be at the end of the year? You know, it's, you know, if you look back, and it was funny because somebody sent me a chart of gold over the last couple of years, and it looks like a roller coaster on there, but always, you know, ever moving upward. Where do you think gold will be at the end of the year?
I think we're going to be in the mid-1300s. So 1330, 1360, somewhere in there, if I had to make a prediction. No, if I had to make, you know, put my neck out there and vote saying, give me a number. I hate to put numbers to it, but I think, you know, it's the direction, not the actual numbers, the journey, not the destination. And, you know, we're in a long-term bull market now. Clearly the numbers and also the fundamentals, plus the technicals show it. So all the signs are now showing gold is going to continue to move up for quite a few years. We're going to have some pullbacks along the way. That's normal. All bull markets do that, but it's going to be higher than it is when it started the year at 1150.
Yeah, I love people will send me things when they hear us talking or they hear when your ad's running on the show. It's the biggest kick out of it when they think that by sending me a chart it's going to change my mind. And I thought, look, I'm not the expert. You got to call, you know, David Fishy. You got to call Landmark Capital at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Or head over to his website, landmarkgold.com, landmarkgold.com. It ain't that hard, people. You know, get informed. I love some of these Facebook warriors when I'm arguing issues online with them, and everybody's an expert, but when it comes to your money, man, you really got to pay attention to what's going on around you. You really got to be in it, and you can't. Some of us have to make a living during the day, so we have to turn to people like David to help keep us informed and keep us up on what's going on.
You listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, like I said earlier, I recorded it earlier today, and David's a great guy. There are no games to be played here. He's not going to force you to buy something. But if you're concerned, confused, you really don't understand how this stuff works, because I don't understand how all of it works either. So if you really don't understand how it works, then it's real simple. You make the call, talking about where you're at, what you've got coming in, what you've got saved or not saved, and what you can do to help it grow. We'll finish up the interview on inside the break. I am Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll get right back to my friend David Fisher. I think that, again, a lot of us think we have a clue on finances. We think we throw money in the savings account, a few bucks in stocks, we're all set, ready to go. But I think you need to know what could go on. I think you need to have an idea of what can happen to your dollars if the government gets their way. Not a fear thing, just simply a reality. Could happen.
I've got David Fisher with me, in case you're just joining us. He's the CEO of Landmark Capital, and you got to pay attention. Matter of fact, sit down, take out your notepad. If you're driving, do not take out your notepad. Just keep driving. Pay attention to the road. But I always learn so much from David, and again, you should too. And you notice when David and I speak, there's no pressure to buy anything, or you got to get gold today or else. I don't do that, and David doesn't do that either. It's just to give you information so you can decide. Do you want to go down the road of precious metals? Do you want to go down the road of stocks? I mean, David, you've talked about this a million times, about you need to have a third, a third, a third. I don't know if you're still of that mindset, but, you know, that sounds right to me, and I'm no brain surgeon, but that sounds right to me.
Either a third, a third, a third, or a quarter, a quarter, a quarter, a quarter. I mean, in other words, either a third precious metal, third real estate, and third stocks, or a quarter being in the four asset categories of stocks, real estate, cash, and metals. But get something and diversify. Do not follow the model of having 99% of your money in the stock market. It's not a healthy, diversified, well-versed plan that has stood the test of time.
Yeah, it's funny, in reading, and I, believe it or not, I do read from time to time, in reading about the original stock market crash, you know, it was amazing how many people really just lost their total fortune, everything, every nickel that they had, because they were so heavily, all their money was heavily invested in stock. And in those days, people who actually owned homes actually owned their homes, you know, kind of thinking it was the only asset that they had. So you really do have to diversify. You really do have to make sure that you're protected. And burying your cash in a coffee can. Do they even have coffee cans anymore? I think they have coffee plastic boxes or whatever they sell coffee in. You can't bury that in the backyard. It doesn't help you out at all. Anyhow. Hey, we're coming up on a landmark. President Trump's 100th day in office. It also marks day one of a government shutdown. What do you think that's going to happen? You think we're going to shut down the government again? And it won't vote well for the Dems. It didn't vote well for the Republicans.
It won't vote well for either of the parties. I hope they don't. But they're not working together, unfortunately. It's just the same rhetoric we saw the last 8 years. So April 28th marks that, ironically, the 100th day, but also could be a government shutdown because the temporary spending bill that was passed last year, December 9th, will run out. And unfortunately, what the Republicans want in a new spending bill to get us through till the end of the year is going to include some wall funding. It's going to include pulling back money from Planned Parenthood and an increase in spending of $30 billion. The wall funding would be about $1.3 billion. So Democrats already have said that they won't pass that. So we're already, you know, miles apart on this thing. And who knows? I hope they don't shut down. But they get working together because that's the whole problem with our system. They're not working together, and unfortunately, America and their citizens are affected by this.
Well, I think that you know, again, when you look at what's going on, you look at the fears that people have. David, I'm not a fear monger. You know that. I'm just kind of I'm a realist. I want to look at every issue. And when you look at what's going on, people are still kind of afraid of what's happening in the market. I think it's unfair with Obama, with with Clinton, with Bush, or what have you. I think it's really unfair to judge a president in the first 100 days of office. Again, unless you're somebody like George H.W. Bush, who had been vice president, who saw the inner workings of the White House. I think there's so much that these people have to overcome. So, you know, I'm not that concerned of what he gets done within his first 100 days, as long as he's moving forward. As far as the government shutdown goes, you know, now there's another toy. Notice I didn't say tool, toy in the arsenal of the minority group to be able to make it look like, again, in this case, it's going to be Republicans. Make it look like the Republicans are causing trouble. So I think, I don't want to get too political here, but I think the group in power needs to actually become a little bit more forceful and make things happen. So anyway, but for whatever that's worth, the 59. Now, isn't that funny? They tell the press says there were 59 missiles shot. Do we really care actually how many missiles were fired off? They fired off the two Navy destroyers that hit the and destroyed about 20 Syrian aircraft. You know, we saw it affect the markets last week. But going forward, when you see this stuff come up, when you see, again, we're moving ships near North Korea, we're moving all of this that's happening. I know we touched on it earlier, but why specifically does it affect the market so much? I mean, this is almost I hate to say it this way, but it's almost a positive thing because the companies involved in this are all going to get more work.
Well, yeah, you know, companies that built the missiles like Raytheon and other defense type of stocks, for the most part, are moving up.
Right.
The mainstream markets are not. They're moving sideways because when this creates a lull on, or a drag on the economy. Because there's uncertainty. When uncertainty happens, people hold on to their money. They don't spend as much. And if the consumer is the number one person or asset, if you will, that drives the economy through their spending, then if they're not spending as much because they're uncertain, then that's going to affect the values of stocks. Unfortunately, it's not a direct correlation, but there is a rubber band relationship is what I would call it. So therefore, this is when we have this uncertainty of, you know, we're moving ships and submarines into that region in the Asian region to see, to bring strength and stability. It creates this uncertainty, which causes metals to go up and stocks to go down. So, but you know, the whole goal is not to affect the markets. The whole goal is to bring stability and not allow dictators to be out of control and abide by the guidelines that they originally agreed to, you know, with nuclear warheads.
Yep. I agree. It's amazing how globally every single action taken by the U.S. affects the market somewhere. People need to really look at that and see how much influence we have in the world. The banks are saying that they're capitalized enough for the next crisis when it happens. They're saying that they're too big to fail, which that in and of itself, scares me to death. You know, I get a little flush and a little nervous when I hear those terms. You think that's true? You think there's any truth to that at all?
Well, this whole topic came from the back burner completely to the front burner here recently with Jamie Dimon, who's the CEO of JP Morgan, announcing to the world, saying that the U.S. banks are all fine. We're not too big to fail. We have plenty of money on hand. And moments after that, within an hour, Fox News and CNBC News took the very opinionated response from a very well-respected person named Neil Kashkari, who is the Fed president of the Federal Reserve of Minneapolis. And he's, to put it into perspective, here's what he said. First of all, he says that Jamie Dimon is completely wrong. Banks need to have doubled the money that they have on hand. This is outlandish to say that banks are too big to fail. And here's the most disturbing thing he said. He says that there's a 70% chance of a crisis, and the next time this happens, the taxpayer will be the one that will be bailing out the banks, which confirms everything that I've been saying. So this is why it's moved from the front burner. And he definitely, you know, he went and said it several times that the U.S. taxpayers are going to be on the hook next time when the nation's biggest banks get hit with this next big crisis. And he is moving towards doubling the capital requirements, even in the big banks. Keep in mind, Neil Kashkari is not unknowledgeable of this. He was the one who is the assistant to the Secretary of Treasury when Henry Paulson was that in 2008 during the financial crisis. He was right in the trenches there. He knows what he's talking about, and he doesn't work for a big bank that's, you know, a corporation like J.P. Morgan or Citi or anything of those. So he has no way or reason to say otherwise. He just wants to make sure that the financial industry is protected, and I think he knows more about it than any corporate entity would say about it.
One of the things you didn't mention in your comment, talking about too big to fail, is Deutsche Bank. You and I have talked about this almost every week, and I've got people telling me, no, Deutsche Bank won't go down. They won't let it happen. You have a different spin on it.
Well, I don't know if Deutsche Bank's going to go down, but they're certainly in the short term, they're in trouble. Otherwise, why would they raise $8.6 billion and sell their stocks at discounted prices 35% below the normal market price? That's what they just did, and they finally announced that they raised it with 99%. So when people come out there, whether they're a fund manager, as a CEO of a company, or a financial advisor or stockbroker, and they say, they're all fine. I heard all the rhetoric before when they said Bear Stearns was all fine and Lehman Brothers was all fine. So that's why I don't pay attention to.
Now, if you want to hear the rest of this, it ain't that hard. You just have to pick it up at the end of the show. We'll put it up on the podcast. He's got about a couple more minutes to this. And you want to hear what he has to say. But again, I just want to bring you the experts so you know what you need to do to keep your money safe. Listen, next hour, Going to have Congressman Steve Knight's going to join us. We'll talk about what's going on up in the Hill. And there's a lot of, I don't know what they're smoking up there, but there's a lot of issues up there. A lot of things that I need answers to tonight. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side. You're on Facebook. Restart. If your station's not carrying the next hour of the show, you can find us online at The Real Side.